Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, shining the spotlight on Lorain today, coming your way from the United Way of Greater Lorain County. This portion of Bullseye on the afternoon is brought to you by the Addis Board of Lorain County. And we bring in our very next guest. We've got Pam Weiland with Lorain County Public Health. Pam, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing real well. Thanks for having me.
Well, so far, things have worked out pretty well. You and I were talking about how our backyards have finally dried out after all that rain over the last couple of months. And finally, we get a little bit of sunshine, which is nice. And hopefully that's something that continues as we get further along in the summer. But we're not here to talk about the weather. We are here to talk about Project Dawn. For those who aren't familiar, what exactly is Project Dawn?
Well, Project Dawn is a community-based overdose education and naloxone distribution program. We provide education on signs and symptoms of overdose, rescue breathing, importance of calling 911, and how to administer nasal naloxone. And then we provide naloxone kits. And it's funded by Ohio Department of Health, and that's pretty much what Project Dawn is.
Now, Dawn, D-A-W-N, what exactly does that stand for?
D-A-W-N, Dawn, stands for deaths avoided with naloxone.
And what exactly is naloxone?
Naloxone is a medication that can reverse an overdose caused by an opioid drug. Naloxone can quickly restore breathing and prevent opioid deaths.
And essentially, naloxone is another name for Narcan, correct?
That is correct. You'll hear it called naloxone and you'll hear it called Narcan.
And how exactly is it used?
Narcan is used to treat people who are experiencing a possible opioid overdose. And the signs and symptoms of that would be breathing problems, severe sleepiness, or they're just not responding. And naloxone nasal spray, when you come across somebody who is possibly experiencing an opioid overdose, you give naloxone, call 911 right away because you want some medical help coming. And then give the second dose of naloxone if the person doesn't wake up. But remember, naloxone doesn't take the place of a medical care.
Now, should this be something that is only used to work on opioids, or could it be used for other things as well?
Naloxone only works on opioids. It works if it's prescribed opioids or non-prescription opioids, Oxycontin, Percocets, morphine, fentanyl, carfentanil, and even heroin.
Again, we're speaking with Pam Weiland with Lorain County Public Health, talking about Project Dawn. Who exactly should have naloxone?
If you know someone who's using prescription opioids or non-prescription opioids, or if you are a family member, friend, or community member who comes in contact with someone who might be at risk for an opioid overdose, it makes sense for you to carry it.
And where and how should folks go about trying to get this?
It's easy to get Narcan. You come to Lorain County Public Health at 9880 Murray Ridge Road. Walk in anytime between 8 and 4, or you can call 440-322-6367 for an appointment. There's no cost for the kits that you get from Lorain County Public Health. It's funded by Ohio Department of Health and Addis Board of Lorain County. You can also check with your local pharmacy. There may be a fee, or your insurance may cover the cost at a local pharmacy.
Very good stuff. And we'll hit that one more time before we wrap up the interview here in the next couple of minutes. But I just wanted to give you an opportunity here to throw anything else out there you feel might necessarily apply to naloxone or Project Dawn, and you know who exactly Project Dawn has affected and continues to affect over the years.
Project Dawn has been quite successful on preventing overdose deaths caused by opioids. The death rate in Lorain County is going down, and we contribute that to the Narcan that our community carries, our first responders are carrying it, and also our first responders, the work that they do out there in the Drug Enforcement Agency, along with our community members carrying naloxone and using it.
All right. And as promised, I'll give you one more chance here to kind of throw the information out there for folks to dig in and find out where they can find out more information about where they can go and how they can get naloxone, or just to learn some more information about it as well to see if this is something that they should approach. Where can they go about getting it?
Absolutely. If you come up to Lorain County Public Health at 9880 Murray Ridge Road, walk in anytime between 8 and 4, or give us a call for more information at 440-322-6367, and also check with your local pharmacy to see if your insurance may cover Narcan for you, or and there may be a small fee.
Very good. Well, Pam, as always, we appreciate the time so much. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Very good stuff. Again, Pam Weiland with Lorain County Public Health. This portion of Bullseye on the Afternoon brought to you by the Lorain County Addis Board. Again, we're coming your way today from the United Way of Greater Lorain County for our Spotlight on Lorain. Matt Douglas and I will return right after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.